presents Soundgarden Super Unknown Concert Special.
Well, our first experiences with recording weren't necessarily great, and it was like 99.9% the engineering, because we knew what we wanted to sound like. We knew what we sounded like in a room, and then we'd play in a recording studio, play a song, go into the control room and listen to it, and it wouldn't sound right. And it's like, oh, why does my guitar sound horrible? This sucks. This is shitty. This isn't what we sound like. And kind of figuring out, I think that's where we sort of allowed the notion of producer to kind of cross roles with a great engineer. And the reality was, like, from song to song, whether it's Super Unknown or any album, we all kind of knew what we wanted it to sound like.
We're really proud of the fact that we can all write music together and individually. So it's a little tricky. It's not, I don't know if it's an ego thing. It's just like more of a protective thing.
It's a work ethic.
It's a work ethic too. Yeah.
It's also knowing each other and trusting each other's opinions. Whereas an outsider who we don't know.
Yeah, we're not closed-minded, but we just know what we want and know how to do it, so we do it.
All right, so we're moving into a song called Mailman, which was a song Matt Cameron originally brought the music in, and it was so heavy that there's no other subject to be written about except for some sort of a postal worker tragedy. And in all seriousness, it's a phenomenon that happens a lot here, and it's still happening, and it's awful. And this song isn't really an ode to that person, that postal worker, that mail carrier, that person that snaps a twig and kills innocent people. This is just taking a second to imagine getting inside someone's head that has a sense of powerlessness, because I think at all times we do. And the difference between you guys and those people is that you're not fucking disgusting, ridiculous murderers where your last act in life is to take someone else's.
Blue.